A non-traditional job fair seeks to pair college grads with disabilities and central Indiana employers. Local nonprofit Tangram Business Resourcing leads Wednesday's Reverse Job Fair, where job seekers sit at tables and employers make the rounds to interview. WFYI's Taylor Bennett spoke with the nonprofit's business development manager, Angie Vanderseen, and asked her why there is a need for this type of job fair.
Now, this job fair is a little different.
Traditional job fair, employers rent space or tables. They set up their sales sheets and so forth to really put their best foot forward in front of potential candidates. In a reverse job fair, it's the candidates that have the space. So our candidates, who are people with disabilities, primarily ones who have college degrees or getting ready to complete their college education, they're going to have their table space and they're going to have the information on themselves. So whether it's just having their resumes, or for some, like I know we have some who have graphic design experience, they're bringing portfolios. One person, IT, is actually bringing their computer to show some projects that they've worked on. So it's just the reverse. Instead of the employers manning the tables and job seekers walking around the room, the candidates are the ones who are manning tables and the employers walking around the room.
Employers from all different industries?
Yes, we've really been targeting the top companies here in central Indiana. But when we looked at, we did our recruitment of job candidates first. And when we looked at their areas of specialties and their majors and so forth, really, a lot of the industries are things that every company has. So we have people who are wanting to get into IT. We have people wanting to get into finance and accounting, marketing. And you think of just any company, no matter the size, 50 employees to 5,000 employees, they all have those departments.
Are there any challenges for these job seekers?
All of our job seekers are people who have self-disclosed as having a disability. We did not ask what their disability was. However, after having met the majority of them, most of them have hidden disabilities, things that you would not notice very quickly at first appearance on meeting them. For a lot of people, and not just people with disabilities, it's very hard to make that first approach, and especially if you're in an environment where there's people crowded around a table. So this really puts the ball in their court in regards to how I'm presenting myself, taking their anxiety level down, but also by the employers having to approach them instead, they're more receptive to be able to respond. They're more receptive to have that first conversation with someone. What we're really hoping also is, because a lot of people with disabilities, and again, thinking of those hidden disabilities, neurodiversity, autism, and so forth, they can't pass interviews. And we hear that time and time again when we speak to people that we're working with is, I've got the qualifications, I did this, I did that, and I can't pass an interview. Or we get that response from employers that, you know, they're really awkward in the interview. They didn't respond as quickly as other candidates and so forth. Well, that's because our interview practices are really sociability tests. So we're hoping by doing this also, and we're offering training to employers beforehand, that's really going to discuss communication techniques and interviewing tips, that we can change that playing field level a little bit better. And the employers will understand more so, okay, this is why someone does not respond as quickly. And also they'll get to know them a little bit better in a more casual atmosphere than your traditional interview.
Well, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much, Taylor.
That was Angie Vanderseen with Tangram Business Resourcing speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett.